we could discuss about the things that you were discussing in the breakout rooms. I'll share the mural. And then I invite you from the groups to share your thoughts and ideas. Who wants to start?
I can start.
Okay, good, great. Go ahead.
But there was hand up from Tina. Okay, I will start.
No, you can start. It's okay. It's a completely okay.
We discussed a bit about the different two questions. And for example, as regards the first question, what type of assessment do you use and how could it be developed? We thought about, for example, a small test at the end of the lecture, but also, for example, a little recap at the beginning of the second lesson, in order to repeat something of the previous lesson and asking the some questions. And after, other garden said, the second question, the second part, the challenges of assessment in online teaching. One of the big challenges is that you don't have a control of the students and if they are using, for example, to answer the question, they are using, for example, web tools or other instruments. So you don't have the possibility, of course, to control what they are really doing in front of the computer. But Tija, if you want to add the
Yes, I just would like to continue your ideas and your statements, and also about the problem was also about identity of the student when answering. For example, it can be so that they are using the screen is not evident and the face cannot be evident, and also there is some kind can be in other some misunderstanding. Who is answering and whom to assess actually. This also was one of the points we have been discussing. So this about challenges for our group, yes.
Good, thank you. Yes, it is well, the issue of identity and whether the student uses material that is not kind of allowed to be used was also raised in Finland when the lockdown started. And we have a lot of exams in our studies still. So a kind of final exams. And now that the students with the campuses were closed and students couldn't come to the campus, the exams had to be organized somehow else. And for example, as Moodle exams. So that was a big worry for the teachers how can they be sure that the student is really the one who is answering, and if they are using material that were not allowed. But then again, we have to think about when we design online teaching and the learning tasks, that the assignments should be that type of assignments that doesn't matter whether the students has material available or whether they can go to the Google or to the internet, so that the assignment should be designed so that the student really needs to know the subject and needs to know the content to be able to answer. So that, for example, the answering time is reduced so that there's so little time to answer that they don't have the time to Google or to go through the materials to answer the questions, for example. Okay, anything else from your group?
No, anything else, but this is a good point, a good idea to use time to reduce the possibility to look around for students and search the answer around. Okay, thank you.
And also you can design the assignments so that they are kind of the student knows has to know how to apply the things that have been taught in the class or they have read from the material, so they're kind of apply the what they know to be able to answer, so that they could be, for example, case examples from working life, cases that they need to solve according to the material or according to the things that they have learned during the class. So it's not just knowing by heart something from the material. It's rather they need to be able to apply what they have learned to be able to answer. That's also one way to avoid this, that it doesn't matter if they have access to the internet and access to the material, if they are working and answering from home. Okay, then the other group, anything from you?
Yes, we were also discussing about our experiences in the assessment, and of course we experienced the same problems as the previous group. And as you're mentioning now, Lisa, the use of the material which is not allowed for the exams made in Teams, for instance, during the pandemic, they were at home and the exam was oral. So the approach was much better when you ask something which is a reasoning. You have to ask them to make a reasoning about something. So this is much better because, of course, they have to apply their skills to the reasoning. So this is the point. But as far as I can say, this was successful. The only problem was the big amount of students. So one oral by person. And also in Italy, we have the problem that the student can try many, many, many times the exam in one season. So they try, they just try. Even if they are not fully prepared, they just try. So this is not helping us very much. But, and also them, because perhaps should be better if only they were able to be examined just one time, then once or two by year. But anyhow, yes, Martina, which is absent, she's absent because there was something to do. Now she excuses herself. Said that she's able to apply some kind of a program or something to assess in the middle, some test to evaluate the students briefly. And yes, this is the point. The challenge is enormous, I must say, for the assessment online. There are many difficulties. This is my experience, at least.
Yes, it's of course when you have a big group, and if you have that type of assignments that that needs the teacher's input very much, then it's very time-consuming then. Do you, in, for example, in Italy, do you mainly have final exams in your courses? Is it mandatory to have a final exam, or can you use?
Yes, at least for chemistry in my faculty, I teach chemistry, which is the first semester, and students can try three times at the semester, another two times in the summer period, and finally in September. So they try, even if they are not very well prepared, just to see the exam, how it is. And I have 200 students. So one by one, by teams, it's a kind of nightmare to follow up all this number of people in 1 week, 200 people trying. And even if I try to ask something, just to convey something more for thinking, or for not a question which is by heart, something to reasoning. Mm. And this helps, of course. But anyhow, for me, what's much better, the classical traditional way of the exam, write an exam. Because I am unable to do something short. I need two weeks at least. And it's horrible because the percentage of people who pass the exam is very low. So it's kind of, I hate the assessments.
In Finland, we don't have oral exams so much. As I know, in Europe, some countries and some universities have or use oral exams very, very much, but in Finland we don't use them a lot. Okay, Antonia.
Yes. Yes. First of all, excuse me, but I didn't participate to this filling in because I thought that the meeting was at 1 p.m. Anyway. I'm reading it. I'm listening to you. I listened also to Elisa, and I confirm what Elisa told, because in Italy, unfortunately, we have to in Italy we have the final exam for each exam. And it can be oral or it can be written, but anyway, unfortunately, we lose a lot of time because many students also without being prepared well, just try because and we lose a lot of time that we could dedicate to improve our teaching, our research, and so on.
Exactly.
You know,
absolutely. No. Yes.
So I lose sometimes. If a student is well prepared for example, for my agricultural mechanics and mechanization, in 20 minutes, the exam is over. But if he's not well prepared, sometimes I lose more than 1 hour. And at the end, I have to ask him, is it better that you present another time? Because I don't want to give you just a minimum of marks and so on. And then at the end, when I can't resist, I say, please, let's see another time. It looks like we didn't see until now. I give you also the opportunity to come in the next exam of this session, but please be more prepared. But it's a real waste of time. So in assessment, I think, is the most challenge part of our task. Because it's not easy to assess. This is I have to improve a lot about assessment. But of course, students that don't help us in assessment. You know, that's it. Okay, thank you.
Oh, sorry, my Zoom seemed to freeze, but I hope you can hear me now. as I said earlier, or asked Elisa earlier, so it is mandatory to have a final exam in each of your courses. So you can't even think about anything else for a learning task for the students to pass the course. It has to be an exam.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. Then it's very challenging. I can see that. Yeah.
The only difference can be according to the type of subject, because we have subjects with marks, but also laboratory subjects having no mark and having just a result that is fail or pass. You know, so it doesn't give any votation, any marks, any number. You know, it's not. I don't like this kind of subject personally, because I think the student is not. Has not the right pressure, to be prepared, because it can be evaluated according to a scale, you know, mm-hmm. of values. So anyway, this is the only difference. But anyway, we have to do a final exam, oral or written, okay, or partly oral and partly written, according to what we call a scheda di trasparenza, that is the course contents plus the Dublin descriptors, the references to be used for preparing for the exam and so on, you know. So it depends on the course contents.
We evaluate with a number, and a score is necessary. If the students are very numerous, of course, it's difficult to do otherwise than exam. if the course is 2-3 people, perhaps you can continue evaluate the students, and you can make a score at the end easily. But a score is necessary from 1 to 30. We evaluate in this way.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, maybe I have a question to Antonio and Elisa.
Yes.
I'm just curious about the content of exams. What you are asking to do to your students? Are there some they just need to solve some kind of tasks, or what is it? Say some theoretical background, or what they are performing in this?
At least as chemistry is concerned for engineering, we have three important matters: the chemistry, the physics, and the mathematical, analytical mathematics. So these three are the basic for the mind of an engineer. So it is necessary the reasoning. The reasoning is the most important. So it's necessary to solve problem to arrive to a conclusion by a reasoning. Even if the number at the end is wrong, the reasoning should be correct. So it's the way of making the mind of the technical approach, no? Mm-hmm. So mainly, of course, as far as chemistry is concerned, I propose problems to solve, numerical problems, but also reasoning concerning different aspects of chemistry. Mm-hmm. So it's something technical, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you.
May I add something?
Yeah.
Ineta.
Yeah. Sorry. It's mine. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Of course, the questions and the kind of exam, oral, written, oral and written, so on. It depends on the subject, no? Mm-hmm. But for example, for agricultural mechanics and mechanization, I do four questions. I ask four questions. One is a question about an exercise, mm-hmm. and then there are three questions, one for each part of the course content. So at the end, for each reply, I give a single, in my mind, I give a single mark. like a number from 18 or from when it's good, from 18 to 30, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I do the average. So I divide it by three and I do the average, and I just approximate to the nearest whole number, and I give the result to, and I propose to the student this number. So this is the, I use the, always this kind of method. Of course, for other subjects where there is no exercise, or maybe the content is, for example, the other subject that is machines and plants for environmental protection. This is in English, not in Italian. And the program is, the course content is much lower, much smaller. And then three questions are really enough. But I apply the same assessment method, just the average on the of the marks for each reply. So mm-hmm. I don't know. It can mm-hmm. be improved. This is my method, but I like to improve to learn from you, because it's very, as I told you, it's very difficult to evaluate. This is really my challenge for my teaching.
Okay,
Francesco.
I hate to assess. We can say I hate to assess. I like to teach, but I hate to assess, because I try to be objective, you know, but mm-hmm. it's not so easy, you know.
Yeah, actually, but it's impossible. It's impossible. Yeah. I feel exactly. The same. I have the same feelings for assessment process as you.
Okay. Okay, Francesco has raised a hand. Go ahead.
Yes. Just to add some little things. So actually, I didn't carry out some exam yet, but. I think, of course, that to evaluate, I think about what we learn in these days, and I think that, of course, approaching like a backward design could help to have a clear idea how to evaluate, you know, the students, because you have to place then a solid outcome that we need from students. This, of course, and after I think that different types of exam, of course, as Antonio say, it depends about the topic. So then maybe exercise are needed for chemistry or other of this type of material, and for other type other kind of topic are more difficult, because usually you need to have not a straight question, but you have to ask a question that can be argumented. So you have basically students can answer like argumented the topic, but I think that the different type of exam bring with itself also different pedagogic approach, because. So, for example, with the direct exam, I can ask to the student, for example, okay, please start with an argument that you like. No, and this, I think that, of course, can be a way to feel free, student to feel more comfortable, and starting maybe in a comfortable way. But it's also true that when you do, for example, a direct exam, oral exam, students, also if they don't know something, they start to talk, and trying to in some way to try to answer the question without answer the question, and then it's difficult to evaluate because yes, there are some that are more that are good in talking. Maybe there are others that are less good in talking. So yes, so, I mean, it was just a consideration. I was not asking.
Okay, thank you. Yes, and as I or was already in the slides when we started, that the things that determine how you are going to or do you have to assess also can come from the for example, from the degree statutes or the university guidelines. For example, like Antonio said, that each course has to have a final exam. So then there's that kind of a ties the teacher's hands also on how to how can they then design the teaching and how they can design the assessment if the guidelines comes from somewhere up above. So you can there's not much you can do. Okay. Other thoughts? Anybody? Antonio, do you have an old hand?
Lisa, can you summarize your last sentence, please?
Summarize my last sentence. I was just saying that some of the teachers' hands can be tied, so to speak, tied when it comes to assessment, designing assessment, if the guidelines come from the degree statutes or somewhere else in the university guidelines, for example, as you said, that you need to have an exam, a final exam in its course. So that kind of ties your hands as a teacher.
I agree. Yeah, that's it. That's we are tight. We are tied to the rules, you know.
Yes.
We are linked right to the rules. And sometimes in Italy we did a lot about autonomy of university, but we did not enough about autonomy of teachers, I think. That's it, I think. So because we speak, but anyway, we have some rules. And as I told also about not assessment, but about for example the course contents, there is no flexibility for changing the topics of each subject, because realized that the student needs to do a review about, I don't know, physical quantities, even if I didn't include it in my course contents, I have to do them. And sometimes I have to justify in my register of lesson, in a lesson log register, and I have to do some jumping, you know. I have to jump in order to include something that is very close to the title of the course contents. So I have to. It's a work of compromise, you know, formal compromise, but because practically I know that students needed those knowledge, and I try to do my best in giving them to them.
Yes, quite right. Okay, any other thoughts on assessment? If not, then I'll stop sharing the mural. And the last part, the last remaining half an hour, we are going to discuss about the your course plans or your module plans that some of you already have updated or uploaded template to the mural. If you haven't done so yet, please do. We don't have anything official prepared as a basis of discussion. We just want to hear how do you feel now about your course plans after these almost 3 days now. Just feel free to open your mic.
After these 3 days, I would like to change the organization, but I don't have time because I have just 1 month and I will start the course. So maybe as Stefania told yesterday, I can try to start a backward design approach for one module or one action. And I would like to do this, and I will see how it works. And after focus for the next year in trying to organize the course in a more interactive way, and more centered in the student point of view.